for our first reading, three psalms, Psalms 46, 47, and 48.
Psalm 46, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamot. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Psalm 47, to the chief musician, a psalm for the sons of Korah. O clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Psalm 48, a song and psalm for the sons of Korah. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled, and they were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain, as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion. Go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark you well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Well, if I could characterize these three psalms for you briefly, I would say Psalm 46 is a song about the defense of the Lord. Psalm 47 is about the offense of the Lord. And Psalm 48 is about the presence of the Lord. Can you remember those? Defense, offense, and presence. I know the third one doesn't quite match, but it was the best I could do thinking about it for a few minutes anyway. So Psalm 46 speaks about God being our refuge and our strength. And most of you know that Psalm 46 was a favorite of one of the great, what we call the magisterial reformers, Martin Luther. And it was quite often that Luther would grab Philip Melanchthon's hand and he would say, "Come, Philip, let us sing Psalm 46, especially when times were difficult. And remember what we talked about earlier today about afflictions. We know nothing compared to the costliness of the faith of our fathers in the Reformed faith, truly. Luther very often thought he would lose his life. He spent a little bit of time fleeing and hiding and so on. And so when the difficulties were mounting, Luther would, with his close friend and some would say sidekick, Philip Melanchthon, they would sing Psalm 46 together, because God is our refuge. He is our defense. And so that's what Psalm 46 is about. It's about that God defends his people. Notice, we will not fear. Though the earth be moved, though the mountains and hills are cast into the midst of the sea, it seems like things are falling apart around us. Remember that God is in the midst of his people. The tabernacles of the Most High are in Zion, and God is there, and he will defend his city. Now, we must ensure that we are in his city, right? Because there are people, there are churches today that they call upon the Lord. They have the name Christ in the name of their church and so on. Although some have drawn back from that, and now I found out that it's a combination of three things. If you have shadow and valley and mountain in the name of a church, that's apparently the way to name churches these days. You know, shadow, valley, and mountain, not shallow vaddies, but although vaddy is a word, you know, and it does mean valley. It's the riverbeds of the ancient Near East. Anyway, so and while they have all of the trappings of a church, they don't have the doctrine of the church. They don't have the worship of the church. So we must understand that God has staked out a particular definition of what the church is. And there, he defends. He defends his people. Now that defense often doesn't look like what we think it ought to look like. We have seen righteous folk, many of our reforming fathers, especially when we think of Jolly England and how many of our reforming fathers there met their eternal end, or met their end on earth in the flames of persecution, in the fire and stake and being drawn and other torturous ways of dying. And it didn't look like victory. It didn't look like God was defending his people. And yet, if you remember what Latimer said to Ridley the day that they were on the stake together, you remember what Hugh Latimer said to Mr. Ridley? He said, "Play the man, Ridley. Today, the Lord will light a fire in England that shall not be put out." Well, those are stout words for a man about to be that fire. And yet we look at what transpired in the next 100 years in the British Isles, and we see great reformation. We do see a fire being lit, don't we? And so we must understand that God is the defense of his people. Though the earth remove, though the mountains be cast into the midst of the sea, the river of God's grace flows in Zion. And that is our defense. Our defense is the word and doctrine and the grace of God. These are the things we must give all to have. These things are that pearl of great price which a man finds in a field and sells everything that he can have, that he has in order to buy that field. These are things worth having. And God defends his people there and through those things. So the psalm ends in verse 11, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Selah. So Psalm 46 then, a psalm of defense. Psalm 47, a psalm of offense. Notice, the Lord is the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet, and then the right reaction to the triumph of the Lord. Sing praises. So Psalm 46 then is a psalm of offense. Verse 8, God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together. So we can expect not only a church that is defended by God, but we can also count on God himself going out, as the kings of Israel used to do, to subdue their enemies. So our Lord Jesus Christ, as we read when we were in the book of Revelation, he also goes forth conquering and to conquer through the sword that comes forth from his mouth. That is, through the preaching, the powerful preaching of his word. So Psalm 47, offense. Psalm 48, presence. And we have in Psalm 48 these wonderful descriptions of the church. Amazing descriptions, really. Notice that, number one, Zion is called the city of our God, the mountain of his holiness, or that is, his holy mountain. She is beautiful in her situation, perfectly situated. She is the joy of the whole earth. She is on the sides of the north. You know what the sides of the north are, right? You have to be a northern hemisphere Christian to understand that. Because on the sides of the north, that's the shady side. That's where the heat doesn't come, on the sides of the north. She is the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Now, the kings of the earth have assembled against that place of God's presence. But fear took hold on them, and pain as a woman in travail, thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. And so the psalmist then goes on to talk more about the presence of God among his people. Notice, we have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of what? In the midst of thy temple. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ, the loving kindness of God in Christ, is that which distinguishes the heir of Zion from the heir of the rest of the world. That's where God lives. That's where God's doctrine is preached. That's where the rarefied air of the gospel of Jesus Christ is breathed in. So then, notice, let Mount Zion rejoice, let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Then there is a command to God's people. The command is, know the church. Walk about Zion. Walk about Zion. And go round about her, and tell the towers thereof. Mark her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. And yet our death is not the end, is it? There is intergenerational habitation in Zion. So, defense, offense, presence. Psalm 46, 47, 48. Let's stand and call upon the Lord in prayer.